Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, well, we're dealing with sticky problems. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Our last couple of visits have been focused on the tariffs to incoming trade items from Mexico and Canada. After the announcement of applying those 25% tariffs, conversations seem to have resulted with promises made for tougher border actions and a delay of 30 days over the implementation of tariffs. Another executive action also has farmers and ranchers wondering. This program involves mass deportations of those in our country illegally because they basically broke into our country and broke the law doing so. With the emphasis on sending those back who are in our country illegally, there might be something more definite on addressing a very unworkable immigration system. It isn't acceptable for those from other countries to come here without going through the legal process. And it's also going to be a mess sending everyone who doesn't belong here back to where they came from. For employers who need workers, agricultural producers in particular, they need to be able to operate in a system that doesn't have them on the hook for enforcing immigration law. They should be able to know that when a possible employee comes to them for a job, they can take the application without liability in hiring the person who is applying. Likewise, the system also needs attention to provide a workable approach for foreign workers. The H-2A program does that, but needs attention and corrections. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.